Welcome to another edition of Park Talk Podcast, the official podcast of the Naperville Park District.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Park Talk Podcast. I am your host, Danny Rehm. In the 2024 State of the Park District Address, we talk about the importance our partnerships play in the growth of the Naperville Park District and our community. One of our unique partnerships is with Western DuPage Special Recreation Association, or WDSRA. WDSRA provides recreational opportunities for individuals with special needs in various communities. And since the Naperville Park District strives for a healthier community through our programming, our two organizations work together to achieve our common goals of serving the recreation needs of residents. Joining me today is Superintendent of Recreation in Naperville Park at the Naperville Park District, Jackie Gonzalez, and Inclusion Manager Maddie Manden from WDSRA. Thank you both for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So, Jackie, I'm going to start with you. Some people may not understand how the partnership between WDSRA and the Naperville Park District works. Can you please explain this collaboration and highlight why it is important to our community and to special needs families?
Of course. WDSRA provides the support needed for participants with special needs who choose to register for Park District programs. When participants register for a Park District program, they note it on their registration form. We then pass that information on to WDSRA. WDSRA will then reach out to the participant or family to determine what support is needed for that participant to be successful in the Park District program. This could include additional training for the staff, additional support staff or an inclusion aid, or potentially the use of adaptive equipment. WDSRA and NPD staff work together to ensure the best possible result for all participants. We find it's very important for the community and for the special needs family because it is giving everybody the opportunity to participate in our programs and events throughout the district.
Very nice. So it seems like a major focus of our partnership is the inclusion services provided to the residents. So Maddie, can you talk about the importance of inclusivity when it comes to providing recreational programs?
Absolutely. The Naperville Park District has demonstrated a true commitment in serving all residents and everyone involved in an inclusive activity benefits. There's the individual with special needs where when participating, the focus shifts on what they cannot do to what they can do, which then in return allows them to be viewed as a person. This allows them to develop friendships and to be a part of their community and feel belonging. Then there is the other individuals in the program where they have exposure to people with all abilities, which removes the fear, the apprehension, as well as they get any questions answered in a natural and a supportive setting. They also learn to respect, value, and celebrate differences. As they're seeing individuals overcome challenges, they're encouraged to do the same. Then there's the staff. The Park District staff and the WDSRA inclusion staff, they're exposed to and have acceptance of various abilities, which broadens their worldview. They learn to find joy in the small successes. As many of our staff are high school, college, and young adults, they're learning critical skills of adapting, communicating, and problem solving, which helps them further on in their careers and future jobs. Then there's the family of the individual with special needs. They're reassured that their individual not only can participate, but without the direct support of their family member, which then relieves the family and allows them to have a little bit of respite, whether it's for an hour or, in the case of an all-day camp, all day. Speaking of an all-day camp, for families that have multiple children, it is very nice for them to be able to have one drop-off, one location for all of the siblings to attend. And all of this said, what I feel is the greatest benefit of an inclusive recreation program is raising an inclusive generation. Naperville Park District fosters a sense of acceptance and understanding where individuals of all abilities are celebrated, which in return, families feel safe allowing their individual to participate in programs. Whereas the Park District staff and the WDSRA inclusion staff on the grounds are working hard to ensure the success of that program, in return, the an inclusive generation is being created, where the individuals with and without special needs are participating, and they are seeing that everyone is belonging and accepted. So that one day when they do grow up, they see somebody with special needs, they won't think twice about smiling, interacting, befriending, and even hiring those individuals, which in return is a true inclusive generation, which I feel is the greatest benefit.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of value to having a more inclusive community. I worked in the past during college at a special recreation facility, and you know, it really does kind of block out any sort of stereotypes, misconceptions that people might have about individuals with special needs.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Jackie, can you kind of delve into more about the history of our partnership? How long has our partnership with WDSRA been in place, and how has our relationship kind of evolved over time?
Well, WDSRA was founded in 1976, so it's been close to 50 years.
Wow.
Or a little over 50 years, excuse me. It was put in place by a collaboration between the Naperville Park District, the Wheaton Park District, Glen Ellen, and West Chicago Park Districts, because they felt, obviously, this was a need. As we've gone through the years, it has definitely evolved, and probably the biggest evolution that we feel like we've had is just the amount of collaboration we have with WDSRA. The need for any sort of special accommodations, including people with special needs into our programs, has grown. The variety of different, support and
Varying abilities.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's just such a variety of different types. The collaboration that we have with WD, just working through them, mm-hmm. making sure that everyone is successful, has grown, and it's been such a great experience.
Awesome. So we kind of touched on some of the key benefits of this partnership, but you know, from the perspective of WDSRA and Naperville Park District, for both of you, what do you think are some key benefits of our partnership?
So we feel the opportunity for people with special needs that live in Naperville to participate in programs in the town where they live, whether it be within the Park District programs or the programmings that are done through WDSRA.
Yeah, and if we strive for individuals with special needs to have the opportunity to recreate how they choose, whether it's with their typical developing peers or with peers that have special needs, or do both. And many families choose to do both, which is awesome. Another key benefit is that the WDSRA inclusion team is a great resource to the Naperville Park District in the ADA or training according to programs and how to best help the program be successful.
So with the recent release of our spring program guide and the start of summer camps registration, summer programming is on the horizon, and WDSRA really plays an important role in our camp program. So, Maddie, can you tell us some of the challenges WDSRA may face during what is typically a very busy time of the year?
Summer camp is definitely very popular. Naperville Park District offers a variety of awesome camps. The biggest camps, Seeger and Frontier, we had about 117 registrations.
Oh, wow.
So that is a lot of individuals that we were supporting those camps alone, not to mention the awesome specialty camps, whereas soccer, theater, sewing, dodgeball, coding, gymnastics, whatever specialty camp an individual is interested in. Last summer, there were 317 registrations alone for camps. So participation at the Naperville Park District camps are super high, and we only foresee it increasing, which
Definitely.
Is awesome. You asked about challenges. We love all of the registrations because that means that we have people that are being included, but along comes the biggest challenge of staffing. Finding enough staff to fulfill all of the requests for support is one of our biggest challenges. So if anybody is listening and wants to help create that inclusive generation, or know somebody that would like to assist an individual with special needs, go ahead and go to our website, WDSRA.com, and go ahead and apply. We have a very flexible schedule. So
You know, having worked in special rec, I can attest to that. It's a very amazing experience and very flexible, so definitely apply. Jackie, kind of flipping it back to you as well, what are some of the challenges that the Park District faces ensuring that all these participants with special needs have the support they require to succeed in their recreation experiences?
Well, I'm kind of also basing on what Maddie said. I looked up our stats last year. We had almost 1,000 registrants in our participation registration in our programs. So that was throughout the year. And it's just trying to make sure that we've gotten all the information, mm-hmm. that we've recognized that that those participants need the support, that we are making sure that it's getting communicated to WDSRA, and then making sure that they have the staff to fulfill those needs in a timely manner. So it's like we want to make sure the participants are getting registered, that they're not waiting to the last minute, so that we do have time to go through the process of getting those aids in place if need be.
Absolutely. You know, Maddie, in addition to inclusion services, there's a lot that Special Recs and WDSRA does. So what other programs or services does WDSRA offer in coordination with the Naperville Park District and the other agencies that you work with?
Yeah. So in addition to providing inclusion support at the Naperville Park District programs, WESHA offers a number of programs that are specific for individuals with special needs. Since WDSRA is an extension of the Park District, we try and have similar in nature programs as the Park District. So we have summer camps, we have cultural arts and dance programs. Our theater program right now is putting on, or is practicing for their Little Mermaid play in May. We offer a variety of social activities, movie nights, dinners, museum trips, as well as fitness programs. Our most popular is Taekwondo at the moment. And then our athletics team coordinates skills and teams programs, team sports. We have 6 different sports teams. Our basketball is most popular. At the end of our season, we had 110 players making up 10 teams. And on top of that, we have 2 wheelchair basketball teams, and both of them are nationally ranked. Our high school is number 4 in the nation, and then the prep team is number 2 in the nation.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's not uncommon for our adults with special needs to be unemployed or underemployed. And they're looking for something to fill the rest of their day, the rest of the time, which, when this inclusion generation happens, this will be different. But in the time being, WDSRA offers an adult day program called Rec and Roll, which there are 7 different sites, and 2 of them meet in Naperville.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jackie and Maddie, for joining me. And thank you to everyone who listened to this edition of the Park Talk podcast. If you are interested in learning more about Western DuPage Special Recreation Association, go to WDSRA.com. Be sure to follow the Naperville Park District on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Plus, if you are looking for more Park Talk podcasts, you can find all our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud, or at napervilleparks.org/podcasts.
Thank you for listening. The Naperville Park District's mission is to provide park and recreation experiences that promote healthy lives, healthy minds, and a healthy community. Park Talk Podcast is a production of the Naperville Park District.